Merci, Monsieur le Président. Excellences, dear colleagues, I wish to express our gratitude for the support of Member States to the re-elected Director General José Graziano da Silva. Today, we can say Brazil has defeated hunger, reducing to less than 2% the prevalence of undernourishment and lifting around 40 million of people out of poverty. However, we have to redouble our efforts to respond to the challenges that remain in ensuring food sovereignty and the right to food for all human beings. To break the cycle of the rural poverty and hunger, Brazil believes there is no way other than promote integrated policies with social participation and supported by a sustained political and financial commitment. We need comprehensive economic and social policies that address the root cause of food insecurity and malnutrition. In Brazil, the Zero Hunger Program, further enhanced by the program Brazil Without Extreme Poverty, launched in 2011, was based on a human rights approach and on an active social participation. These programs combine conditional cash transfers, public food procurement from farmers, school meals to over 40 million students daily, and support to family farming. Particularly in rural areas, where the incidence of poverty is higher, Brazil has set up the National Plan for a Sustainable and Solidary Rural Development, integrating policies in support of family farming, infrastructure for health services, education, housing, and other public services. It also comprises policies to empower rural women, the rural youth, and the diversity of peoples and traditional communities to foster inclusive rural development. In this context, the International Year of Family Farming represented an important occasion to recognize the key role of family farming to food security and sustainable agriculture and to gather political support for policies at all levels. Mr. Chairperson, in the regional level within the Mercosul, the specialized meeting on family farming, RIAF, was consolidated as a democratic forum in which governments and civil society join hands to formulate guidelines and strategies for public policy in support of family farming in the region. The Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, has also enhanced our commitment at the highest political level to work together to eradicate hunger in our countries by 2025 with the support of FAO. Moreover, within the community of Portuguese-speaking countries, we have established a multi-stakeholder platform to promote cross-sectorial and participatory policies and programs for food and nutrition security. Also in Africa, we collaborate with FAO in development projects to foster cross-sectorial programs, linking social protection schemes to agriculture policies. The Purchase from Africa for Africa program is a model of cooperation and collaboration among country partners, FAO and WFP, that has achieved concrete results on the increased productivity of local farmers, also benefiting almost 130,000 students through health and locally sourced school meals. Mr. Chairperson, the Brazilian government is fully engaged in the promotion of sustainable practice in family farming, as well as in large-scale agriculture production. Practice regarding the recovery of degraded areas, soil conservation, water management, and agriculture, livestock, forest, agriculture integrated systems are successful experiences in this field. The adoption of a national plan on agroecology and organic production associated with rural credit, technical assistance, and rural extension activities is another example of Brazil's commitment to a rural development model that encompasses sustainable agriculture, communities, and ecosystems resilience, and the overcoming of rural poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. Brazil will host the FAO Regional Meeting on Agroecology for Latin America and Caribbean in Brasilia next 25-26 June. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, Brazil wishes to recognize the valuable support of FAO to address rural poverty and hunger by strengthening rural resilience. We strongly believe FAO is well positioned to coordinate international efforts and to promote integrated approaches linking social protection to productive support at all levels. FAO can provide technical support and capacity building for more comprehensive, inclusive, and effective policies to fight against hunger and extreme poverty, as well as to promote sustainable agriculture. Thank you very much. Thank you.